பிரம்ம சத்தியம் ஜெகன் மித்யா ஜீவோ பிரம்மைவ ந அபரஹ. அப் டு வாட் வி சீன் இன் திஸ் கிளாஸ் அப் டு நவ், எனி க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஆர் கிளாரிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ்? Because we have covered a huge ground, a lot of Shastra is there in this. Okay, that means very clear. Good. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya Jeeva. Abhi Vedanta pura ho gaya idhar. Okay. All of Vedanta is coming.
Maybe a repeat of the Ananda is linked to the other three.
Ananda is limited to?
No, of the Ananda is linked to the other.
Like linked to there, okay. It is actually Anantam that is linked.
Okay.
When you say Satyam Jnanam, Anantam Brahma, then the link is that Anantam is Ananda. What you call as Anandam. Actually you are using, see, okay, not one of these words, direct meaning is Brahman. Satyam, Abhaditam Satyam, that's what we took off. Or Satya means whatever exists. Then what is existence? Then we came to pure existence. Therefore, from an existing entity, implication is limitless existence. Similarly, Jnanam, knowledge, or knower, or known. Jnanam implies all three. I mean, means all, any of them it can mean. But we are using the implied meaning, that by which you know everything. So it becomes consciousness. Can you see? Everywhere it is an implied meaning. It is not direct meaning. Similarly, even we are using the word Ananda, that because of which you experience happiness and joy. It is not directly bliss, etc. The words will talk about bliss, this, that. Subjective words. No communication takes place. Yeah, because if we are using the word bliss, what is bliss? In Chembur, there is a cake shop called Bliss. Highly subjective, highly experiential word. Highly subjective word it is. What is bliss? But that because of which you experience joy. Any joy, happiness that you experience because of anything is because of Brahman. Ah, now it's entirely Lakshana, it becomes an implication. Can you see? All the way it's implication. In fact, there is a beautiful book written by Swami Vidyaranya. Swami Vidyaranya was the Prime Minister of the Vijayanagara Kingdom. He took sannyasa at the ripe old age of 90. Okay, the old man. They say 90, okay, in his old age. Really in his old age. Okay. And he was one of the Mathadapatis of Sringeri. This Mahatma has written a book called Panchadashi, the 15-chaptered one. For there are a few chapters. Yoganande Brahmanandaha. The joy that you get in yoga, samadhi, etc. is because of Brahman. Vishyanande Brahmananda. What you get out of sensory experiences is Brahman. Like that, everything is connected to Brahmananda, Brahmananda, Brahman. 3-4 chapters are there like that. Because that's how it is. What we saw yesterday. For any, because why the word? See, the word correctly used is Anantam. The word Ananda is also brought in because, what are you seeking? Fulfillment. Your desire for moksha, fulfillment, is handled by the word Ananda. And that desire for fulfillment gets converted to the desire to know yourself. Jignasa. Why? Because in the vision of the Shastra, you are already a fulfilled being. You only have to know yourself. So that, this is a great conversion in Hinduism that takes place. We don't have any other conversion. From the mumukshu to jignyasu, that's a big step. A very necessary step as well. Otherwise, anything odd will get you. Anything odd. Why? Normal, you know, doesn't work for fulfillment. You have tried all that. Your job, your family, relationship, kids, this, that. Yeah. Achha hai. But I have not got that fulfillment I am seeking. You know that. Therefore, anything odd will work. That's because your chakras are not balanced. Balance your chakras. Okay. Balancing chakras is good. Nobody is saying no. I am not going to give you moksha. Like this, so many things will come up. Healing. You have to learn to share and give and heal. Okay. To those people I say, physician, heal thyself. What does you say? So anything odd can catch you. And you go on another trip. And the spiritual trips are dangerous. Sometimes 10 years go before you realize it's not working. How it can be, I don't know. But people spend. But Swamiji, Vedanta also I've been exposed to 10 years not working. Have you checked up Adhikaritu? Vedanta is always addressed to the Adhikari. Viveka, Vairagya, Mumukshutvam, etc. Have you seen? Have you checked up all that? Huh?
What is Adhikari?
Find, huh? All the qualifications for studying Vedanta, which I summed up in those three phrases. Remember? Have you been enough of a yogi? Swamiji, I have a back injury. Don't ask me to touch my toes. I can't do it. I have a back injury. No, no. We are talking of samatvam yoga muchyate. That balance in life. With prasada buddhi, ishwara arpana buddhi. We are talking about yoga karmasu kaushalam. We are talking about yoga as chitta vritti nirodha, mastery of your mind. Which is Patanjali's definition, Yoga Sutra definition. We are talking about Dukkha Samyoga Viyoga, rising above the sorrow, etc. We are talking of those. For if you have been a yogi there, it doesn't matter if you can't touch your toes. If you can touch your toes, good, achha. Body is in good condition. So all that also has to be checked up. If these things are there, Vedanta will work. So the time taken in Vedanta is all this. Previously, olden days, Vedanta was never taught unless asked for. Because there was enough awareness in the society that you have to ask for this. So our jobs were easier actually. We didn't have to organize public talks, public this, etc. to make people aware all this is there. And even if you come and ask for, there was something some making sure that the student was prepared enough. Yeah, thank you. By putting him through various things. I don't know whether the ragging period has come from that. I'm joking, don't say, I go to Swamiji. Ragging has come from. Even now that is followed in Zen monasteries, something like that. Hardcore Zen monasteries even now follow it. You have to enter a monastery. You go and ring the bell. And there's a small room by the side. You wait. How long? Until they open the door and ask you to come in. How long is that? 1 hour. 2 hours. 4 hours. 2 days. You're really keen that you want to join. Are you really keen you want to join full time? Whereas I had people coming, Samji, I sent an email to the ashram, I got no reply. I said, wait, you'll get your reply. What if I don't get a reply? Answer is clear. But there, it is like that. Then you join. And you greet the head monk. I want to learn this. You'll call some junior guy. He's joining. Then you're given a broom. Sweep dash. Okay. Not like that. Long stem, no? Then reverse. What is that? You go to study, you all want to know the truth and the Zen, and you want to have the Satori and all that, and you are torn. 6 months goes. 6 months goes in only sweeping the monastery from morning to evening. Then, all I'm doing is sweeping here. Yeah, you need some more. Then, you see all these wooden doors, huge doors? You polish them. Okay, you put the polish on. Not like that. This way. With the right hand like this, left hand like this, right hand like this, left hand like this. What am I doing? Another 6 months goes. Then, when am I going to learn? I see all the other people practicing those disciplines. When will I get a chance to learn? Starts now. It's a tub of water. You're supposed to slap the water. From morning to evening, you're just slapping. Slap the water. By this time, you're almost ready to give up. When you're about to ready to give up, the master comes. Yes, now you are ready. Your kung fu has improved a great deal. I never thrown a punch, never blocked. What are you talking about? Kung fu has improved. Kung fu is a discipline, physical. Like how we have yoga here, they have kung fu there. No? You not learned? It throws a punch. Remember whole day you have been doing like this? Automatically you block. How did I block this, that? Your reflex action has been harnessed by this deliberate action. Can you see that? What I talked about previously? Yeah. And what is all this? That's how you throw a punch. When you throw a punch, it doesn't come like this. It comes on the whole body. So all the sweeping. I've learned something without realizing you have learned. But 1.5 years has gone. And what about slapping the water? He keeps a plank there. Slap! But the plank breaks. What? 6 months of hand conditioning, morning to evening. Slapping the water. You don't know the resistance water offers. We only think of the buoyancy water offers. Tapas. Tapo bhikshina papanam shantanam vitaro jnaraginam mumukshunam hitarthaya atma bodho vidhiyate. I think I'm mixing up 2 verses, but whatever. Tapo bhikshina papanam, by tapas, whose papa has conflicts, wrong thinking, Shrinaham. Mumukshunam. Vitaraginam. Vairagya expressed. For them, Atma, knowledge of the self is being revealed. So now we have made our schools a bit softer. I still belong to the old school, you know, that's what I would love. I still belong to the old school. Don't worry, if I start an ashram, I won't make it that tough. I'll put people through their paces, but may not mean that much. But I may do some other things. Put you into an Ardha Matsyendrasana and then meditate. 15-20 minutes. I may do that. Okay. Softer. Yoga is softer than Kung Fu. Yoga is softer than Vajramushti. What I am trying to say is, the preparation necessary. So if it seems that 10, 15, 20 years are going when you study, it only means that your mind is taking time. You are not paying enough attention to that mind. So you are digressing into all that. Today morning we have to finish Na Aparaha. It is connected to Na Aparaha. Emphasis. Na Aparaha, not anything else. Literal meaning is what? Nothing else. Jivo Brahmaiva, nothing else. Okay? Why? Because there are hundreds of notions floating around of what you are. Some on the basis of your own experience. Some on the basis of other people's thinking. Other people's speculative philosophies. Other so-called odd things that are there. Other spiritual pursuits. A lot of things are there. All of them have their own place. We have no quarrel with anything. They have their own place. But when something is presented, you think that's enough for everything. Therefore, Shankara says this Na Aparaha to take care of all these doubts, confusions that can be thrown up. There can be doubts and confusions. See? Coming up, one thing is from your own experience. All my life I have lived like this. How can I be Brahman? There will be a question. How can I be limitlessness? It all sounds nice. It all sounds nice. But if my mate doesn't turn up, my life goes haywire. Then what? Correct? Why should your life go haywire? The mate doesn't turn up. Who's going to clean the thing? You do it. Oh, I can't. Don't do it. Tomorrow let her come and clean. How can I be like that? Then clean. Either one of the things, na? I will take the second option. Let her come tomorrow and clean. Then she'll take less holidays. Why? Kal aayega kaam baaki hai, bahut double karna padta. How can I be Brahman because I'm stuck here? Like this, questions will come up. All this is what? Mithya world, na? Dependent on Brahman. Brahman is independent of this. Na? If you are independent of your body and body is dependent on you, how come you got dependent on your maid? No, we all need maids in our life. Even I need, okay? As someone who comes to clean, as someone who comes to cook. And my maid is very good, you know. When she cleans and goes, you think nobody has done anything there in God. That's both a child. Changeless, as it is. I have to tell her. अरे जन्म जन्मांतर के धूल पड़ा है वहां. It's okay. That's part of the game. I am dependent on her or she is dependent on you. From standpoint of Vedanta. Now look at it. This has to seep into everything, na? No, but I'm so dependent on my maid. For what? To keep your house clean. For Ananda, can you see where the equation is coming in? You're feeling miserable, because that Ananda is being connected here. What fulfillment are you seeking from your maid? I know, maids rule all metros. As an HR manager, people have told me, because I used to do corporate, lot of corporate training. Swamiji, what are you saying? Attendance of young mothers in our offices depend upon whether their maids are coming or not. I accept that. Because if you have a kid, where are you going to leave the kid if the maid doesn't turn? Forget kid, where are you going to leave your dog? Kids at least grow up, you know. Dogs don't. That's functionally, you need a few structures. Okay, fine, no problems. But I connect my fulfillment to that. That is where the issue comes in. A small thing I'm saying, where that mithyatvam etc. doesn't become clear. So that na apara is used for all this also. You're experiential. This is from your own experience you're getting. An unthinking conclusion. Without thinking, you're connected up Ananda with this. Yeah. For thinking, you're concluded. This is Nahapara. There is someone, when we were younger, who used to go about saying, there's one practice you do. 100% spiritual success, 100% material success. There's a time when he was very, very popular. Now his student has got the same degree of popularity. Okay, all these things will come. It used to go by the name of TM. That was advertised like that. The older people will remember that. Because when you were young, it was very, very popular. Transcendental meditation. 100% physical, material success, 100% spiritual success. How is that possible? With just a chanting.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What do we mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you. How it works also, I'll tell you. There was this guy, an American. Let's call him Bob. His wife comes home one day to find him sitting cross-legged in the sitting room, eyes closed. Bob, what are you doing? What you're doing? Nothing. Bob is in deep meditation. Now she starts getting worried, anxious. Should I call somebody? What is wrong with this guy? But luckily for her and for him also, after some time he opens his eyes. Says, yes, what are you doing? I'm meditating. This is about 30, 40 years back when meditation and all was not that popular there. What is that? I'm chanting a mantra. Mantra? What is a mantra? Oh, I met this Indian monk and I got this mantra from him. Yeah, show me, what is a mantra? A mantra is a meaningless sound. I was initiated into it for $50. You paid $50 for a meaningless sound? Give me $10, I will give you half a dozen meaningless sounds right now. Okay, at least tell me what is it. I have been sworn to secrecy, I cannot tell it. Bob, I am your wife. There are no secrets between us. When you told me all about your girlfriends, why can't you tell me about this mantra? I have been sworn, I can't tell. She gets so bugged. She storms into the bedroom, packs two suitcases and comes and plongs the suitcase in front of her. Bob, are you telling me or I am walking out right now? She takes those suitcases and storms out of the house. And Bob opens his eyes and says, my God, the mantra works. See, it works. Moksha, munch dhatu, freedom. How do you expect a small practice, whatever the practice is? Okay. Because I didn't expect any TM practices there, I picked up the TM practice so that people won't get upset. Because people get upset because you're criticizing. How do you expect a small finite practice to give you the infinite? Whatever that practice is. From TM to your pujas or your homas. Why? Because in all of this, what is the conclusion? You are not a fulfilled person, you have to get it by something. No? Isn't that the conclusion? You are not a fulfilled person, no? By this practice, the unfulfilled person will become the fulfilled person. If you are a finite being, there cannot be any process that will make you infinite. Correct or not? Infinite is not the end result of a process. However, seculars, worldly or spiritual, the process is. Because that is the conclusion. The practices are something. I am doing Sri Vidya Upasana. Very popular in the south, you know. If you very seriously done. First Dashavidya mantras, then you are given the Dwadashi. After that the Shodashi and all very late. Das Sal Karna Padta. Seriously. Before you do the Shodashi. And this lady comes and tells me, you know, don't be critical about this, huh? You Vedantins always talk like that. I said, well, what happened? You don't know, my father was walking somewhere and a bull came after him. And my guru, this lady, somewhere she was there, she just held her hand and the bull stopped her. I said, very good. Very good. Bull stopped. Achha. So what has that got to do with moksha? Bull stopped. Good. Bull stopped. Achha. Good. Who's saying no? Now, why the bull stopped, God knows. Assumption is because the lady put out of hand. Let us say it's true. The energy emanating from her hands, the bull recognized, stopped her. You can give 101 explanations. The bull saw the divinity in her because of all the upasana, stopped. Okay?
The bull had special eyes or what?
Huh?
The bull has special eyes to see the...
I know. That's a very good power to have. If they restart, Jalaikattu in Tamil. All people are struggling to hold on to the bull. Oh, and the bull stops. And you pattern, hold on. I'm deliberately making a laugh because what is the thing you're talking about? In the light of this, see all the things that you do. I'm not asking you to give up the Sri Vidya Upasana. I'm not asking you. It's a very powerful thing. Very good. Do it. It'll help you manage your life. It'll help you prepare your mind. That much will give you. Devi's blessings will be there with you. Great. For all the people who worship Devi here and think, oh my God, he's doing critical. I have a Sri Yantra at home. Meru. So, in all this, okay, the idea is this, that I am an unfulfilled person, I have to get it. Every practice, if they are promising something like moksha for you, this is the basic premise. We also have practices. All in Vedanta, all the sadhana, the practices, etc. are meant to make your mind ready for knowing the truth. Adhikaritvam is being worked upon. To be calm and centered, whatever happens. Therefore, that can be, anything can be a sadhana for that. What cannot be a sadhana? My sadhana was the discipline of steel, martial arts. Why? In the face of threat, you are calm and centered. You will get injured, you can get hurt, you can die. So, you handle it, calm, centered, in the face of getting hurt or injured, you are calm and centered. Avikyafarakpada. Discipline. No? You are worried, anxious, etc. There are various ways of training your mind. That's why in Zen monasteries they use Kung Fu to train your mind. Or other forms of martial arts. You know that Sakshi Bhavam we talk about? That witnessing self? That is one of the highest preparations possible. That's the height of Viveka. I am not the body, mind, etc. I am the one independent of all that. I am the witness, the awareful being, witnessing everything. In every activity of mine. Highest preparation. So, that's why in Japan, if you look at the martial art, this thing, or any other thing. Okay. Kendo. Do meaning the way. The way of preparing your mind. Kendo is what? The art of the sword, meaning with you use the sword to prepare your mind. Judo, the gentle way of preparing your mind. It's not very gentle on the opponent anyway. Very gently, very peacefully, you throw the guy up. Very peacefully. Karate Do, the way of the empty hands. For what? This mind. Calm, centered, peaceful, remember? Aikido, the way of the energy. Then it extends into gentler art. Ikebana, they say Ikebana Do, the way of the flower arrangement. The way of wine making, of wine tasting also. That many, some people will be really interested. Everything becomes so. For what? Preparation for the mind. Calm, centered, peaceful. So there are 100 ways of doing it. So all these things, Reiki, you're connecting with the divine, you know, and you're channelizing the divine energy into you. Yes, very good. Chal. It's an energy level. prana level function. What is the assumption there? If you think it is going to give you moksha, what is the assumption? That I am a finite person disconnected with. Huh? Now I have to connect up. What are you, a TV setup or something that you have to tune up and connect up? All the assumption is this. In all these practices. If they are promising you moksha. They think you are just getting your mind ready. Perfect. All of them can be fine. But you look at any system, any philosophy, any speculative thought. In all of them, the assumption is, I'm not going into details of everyone like Buddhism, Jainism. You've not been exposed to all that. But any system that you take anywhere in the world, the assumption is, you are a finite being. You have to become. The art of becoming it is. Or salvaging. You're a sinner, you have to be salvaged. I'm good at salvaging. But you know what? I have some experience in salvaging. Boats and ships and things like that. Salvage. Yeah, sunken boat, you ask me, I'll salvage it for you. Even now, they are not completely forgotten all those old skills. They are not salvaged something for 40 years. But still. You're not a sunken ship. You're sunken in sin and you have to be salvaged. No. I'm Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahman pending discovery. I'm Ananda Sarupa. I'm not a salvation project. All of them. You take whether it's a religion, whether it's a philosophy, whether all of them, I accept all religions as valid forms of worship. There I have no quarrel with that. All valid forms of worship, valid forms of relating to Isha. If that fits your psyche, so be it. So be it. Not a problem. Moksha is a different ballgame altogether. Why? Because assumption. You take any of these. You look into any philosophy, anything. Assumption is, you are a finite being, you are a useless character, you have to be made into something. You are not okay. You are not okay as you are. So I bring you the word of God or whatever, 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 whatever. Feel miserable, isn't it? More miserable. To be salvaged. Even we have Indian varieties also. You cannot do anything. Only God's mercy. You only have Sharanagati. Sharanagati is a very powerful thing. The sense of surrender to God's will. Huge it is. That means absolve yourself of all responsibility. God is responsible for you now. And what is the same God whom you are doing Sharanagati to, told you in the Gita, Karmanyeva Adhikarahate. You have the Adhikari for karma. Do it. Even God cannot give you moksha. God cannot give you moksha. Why? Why can't God give you moksha? God can give you anything.
Because you are.
You are. You are already free, Baba. How can it be given to you? The Shastra will not give you moksha. How can it be given? This guy prayed. Ishara. Both tapasvita. And Ishara manifested in all his glory. Mugambo Kushuva. Sorry. Ishara Kushuva. खुश हुआ, बोलो भक्त क्या चाहिए आपको, कैन आई गेट एनीथिंग यू वांट, एनीथिंग यू वांट, आस्क गॉड गिव मी अ हेड ऑन माय शोल्डर्स, यू नो गॉड गेट्स अ डाउट, यू नो गिव मी अ हेड ऑन माय शोल्डर्स, He's scratching his, God guy is scratching his head, you know. Come again, what did he say? God, give me a head on my shoulders. Can God, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. Are you not God? Of course I am. Can you not do anything? Of course I can. Can you not give me a head on it? No. You already have one. You want another one? I can give you. Double decker chahiye? Or like Janus, forward and backward. So you can confuse people. You don't know whether you are coming or going. Now others also will not know they are coming. What do you want? How can you give you a head on your already in? Now you already have. Now if you want something inside, I will try. Because he has done so many years of tapas, is asking for a head on his shoulders. God has to say, I will try. Similarly, even God cannot give you moksha. It's already there. God, give me the knowledge. Why should you call me for that? Mera champion log hai na, agar sikhane wala. Go, learn from them. God doesn't want to spend 10 years with you. You know? Can you see this? Na Apara emphasizes this fact of different conclusions. You pick up any philosophy book in the world, Eastern or Western, I've gone through all of them. Samji, how did you go through all of them? Sadhu hai Baba. Aur kuch kaam danda nahi hai. It's all based on the fact that you are a finite being. And there is a process given. Or, like if you go into existentialism or something, these are existential issues, there is no solution. Go fish. Learn to live with it. It nahi hai. Finally, 6 feet under the ground. That's it. I can't accept that. I'm feeling purposeless. Isn't it? Fact of life. Existential realities. No solution. There also assumption is what? You're a finite guy. Or do these things, go to Swarga, heaven, etc. Have a great time. Western thinking is like this, Indian thinking also it is there. Only thing is, we are a bit more pragmatic. We know karma is finite, so you go to heaven, how long? As long as your karma lasts, punya lasts. Shine punya marthya lokam vishanti. Because you went there on the basis of the karma. No? We don't have an eternal heaven. Some other thought processes have an eternal heaven. Without understanding what is eternity. If eternity is time bound with your finite thing, eternity means there should be no progress in it. Let us say you entered heaven, the pearly gates of heaven, Saint Peter opened it for you and walked in, and you're going. He offers you a welcome drink. Eternity, remember? Can you sip? Because then there's progression. If there's progression, it'll come to an end. So you're stuck on the first sip. Everything else, you will not be able to see because eternity, na? If you take the first sip, you finish the welcome drink and you go in, there is progression, there is time. And if there is time, there is an end. My God, I'm stuck on the first ship. Forget it. I'll go to the other place. Yeah, you've been a sinner. You'll go to the other place. Ah, yeah, sure, no problem. Why? That's also eternal. I stepped into this thing. The character said, "You deserve to be." He couldn't progress beyond that. Why? Eternity. Very well. No suffering at least. थोड़ा सोचना पड़ता है ऐसा ना सरस्वती हैज ब्लेस मी ऑल्सो थोड़ा विकट बुद्धि से विच सीज मी ऑल द इलॉजिसिटीज ऑफ ऑल दिस बिकॉज फंडामेंटल अजम्पशन यू आर अ फाइनाइट एंटिटी हे आई डोंट नीड अ रिलीजन टू कम एंड टेल मी आई एम अ फाइनाइट एंटिटी यार मेरे को मालूम है I don't need a philosophy or a religion or anything else to come and tell me I am a finite being. That is the starting point for my search. Isn't that true? So, any other opinion about yourself? You are atomic. Nyayavaisheshika. Okay, I learned I am atomic. What did it give me? I mean, what did it give me? You are the Purusha, everything else is Prakriti, Prakriti does anything. You are the finite being, Purusha, finite. Because there are many Purushas. So how does that solve my problem? You should remain Asangaha. Why? That is the true nature. Asangoyam Purusha. And let Prakriti do everything. The original drone. The woman does all the work. The guy is not doing nothing. Indian men can relate to that philosophy. Okay, so what should I do? Again, the same question comes. What should I do to become that? You already that, okay? Finite being. Finite being, everything is happening. So I'm still finite, no? Where will I get fulfillment? How will I get fulfillment if I'm finite? Sit in samadhi. Theek hai baba, samadhi mein baithega. Oh, sab breathing practice karke, diet sab karke, dekke. I mean, you have to do all that. That's why I like the samadhi the martial artists do. Diet? What is that? You rise above that. Yeah. And sit. Anandava. Samadhi is blissful. Like sleep is blissful. Samadhi is also blissful. Then you come out of it. Look at the world. Hey, this is problematic. Correct or not? Why? Because your fulfillment depends upon an experience. Because you are not fulfillment. You are finite. Therefore, the fulfillment that you get depends upon an experience. Experience is time bound. Experience is time bound. Space bound. It's finite. It has a beginning, it has an end. The Sankhya philosophy I'm talking about. Yeah. Kya hota hai? Then quickly finish all your work, go back into samadhi. How does it work? I want to be in permanent samadhi. Please be. You won't be a problem for us. You won't create problems for all of us. But you are a finite being. How does that change? Just because you went through an experience of samadhi. No, samadhi experience is different. Once you gain it, you won't need anything else. That experience is so beautiful, you won't need anything else. Acha. You know, when I was in the study groups and all, I also thought, haan yaar, barabar hai. Until my friends, Uday's kid sister, she said something. You know? She's a kid at that time. But yeah, that is not true, no. I said, why waiting? Why? She's about 10 years younger than me. Why? See, you have a nice experience. You have to repeat it, no? You gave me a chocolate yesterday. I was hoping you got a chocolate for me today also. Why? Because yesterday's experience was good. I want to repeat it. Correct or not? Is that not the nature of experience? You have a joyful experience. Whether it's eating a chocolate or going to Turkey. You want to repeat it, isn't it? Get that joy again. Why? Because you don't have it now. Chocolate khatam. Then experience. Remember it. Now it's memory. The sensation still lingers in your mouth. That's why people get cavities, because they don't want to rinse their mouth after brush their teeth after eating a chocolate. So always a price to pay for an experience. Remember this. Then, after that, you rinse your mouth and everything. Nobody can eat just one. You have to repeat it. Why? Because you want to repeat it. Experiences like that. So there is nothing like, once you experience it, you don't want to experience it again. I learned from that kid that time. I must have been about 17, 18, and this kid was what? 8-year-old, 10-year-old. I said, barabar hai yaar. What am I talking this nonsense? What am I talking this nonsense? That kid is right. Hell. When you're growing, you're stopping to think. Bad deal. The kid is thinking. She's honest. There's integrity there. Honesty there. Brutal honesty. Which is what is necessary. Look at that. So how can you only experience? Unless you're an idiot. Or if some things like that are mentioned, to understand from what standpoint it is being said. Yes, if you discover you are that fulfilled being, that is not an experience. That's a fact of what you are. Therefore, you don't want to repeat an experience. Where is the repeat? It is my, what I am is Ananda. Not experiencing Ananda. So, whatever practice it is, can you see, this is where the problem will be. All this is indicated by that word, na apara, nothing else other than Brahman is yourself. Whatever practice you take, all practice is the process of becoming. If you are looking at the practice as a way of disciplining your mind, of training your mind, of training your body, very good. Preparing for Vedanta, excellent, excellent, brilliant. It'll work well. Why? Mind is a finite thing. There can be a million ways of preparing it. A million ways of preparing it. Some ways are tried and tested. Like yoga, vajramushti, etc. They are tried and tested ways. Good. Karma yoga, brilliant. Why? Yoga and all time then again. Correct? Yoga, energy work, you have to give time. Couple of hours, 4-5 times a week, you have to give. Karma yoga, how much time you have to give? No separate time. Can you see, rishis were very smart people. No? Very smart people. They knew people become too busy for any practice. So just change of attitude. Do the same thing with a different attitude. Wow. But people come and they feel, yaar, ye Mahatma koi practice nahi deta, yaar, mere ko. They don't give me a practice. Correct? In Vedanta, what is the practice? This thinking is a practice, this understanding. Can you see that? This understanding. You are looking at life. In the wish. Previously, you looked at the teaching. In your beginning, you are looking at the teaching in the light of your experiences. That's the way you have to learn anything. Later on, In the vision of Vedanta, you look at your life experiences. See, what was I stuck in? How is it possible? In the vision of Vedanta, I look at my life. Big sadhana there is. Look at what I talked about the maid. What am I doing? In the vision of Vedanta, looking at my thinking with respect to a maid. Yeah, what an idiot I have become. Big realization. My fulfillment is depending on my maid. What is that? My functioning is dependent, I can understand. Yeah. Functioning is dependent on that. Of course it is. You're a working woman and your house has to be run by someone. A maid is there. Good. I don't want to make my in-laws or my parents my maids. Therefore, I will get a maid, let her earn some money. Good thing. Nothing wrong with that. But here your whole fulfillment, your joy, your peace of mind, everything is dependent on that maid. My God. Examine your life in the vision of Vedanta. That's a big sadhana. What other sadhana you want? Bad enough, my sense of fulfillment depends on my moods. Now it's dependent on my husband's moods or my wife's moods or my children's moods. God. I mean, of course, in a love relationship, it's nice to say, when you are happy, I'm happy. When you hurt, I hurt too. Yeah, that's empathy. That's good. Good to have that empathy. That's only at empathy level, it's great. Empathy level. But nothing more than that. My happiness depends upon whether my child has a child or not. Oh my God. You have had it. In today's world, you have had it. Forget child having a child. My happiness depends upon my child getting married. That's good enough to make you miserable. And you say you're Ananda. Look at how my life, how I'm becoming a dependent entity. Yeah, but pragmatically it is true, no? If she wants it. Not otherwise. But how can I remain like that? I'm the father or I'm the mother. So, you got married, no? Good enough. You want your child, let the child decide, no? Let the child decide whether the child wants to be a married woman or married man or a father or a mother. Let the child decide. Otherwise, my ananda becomes dependent on that. Oh my God. Na paraharam. All this connection. Look at your life in this context. It's huge. My ananda will depend on onion and garlic. Example. Meaning that I have to. You know, this is my spiritual discipline. Then you need a guru like Swami Chinmayananda. Eat. Let your Brahmanatvam go. People think I am a tough teacher. I have not said things like that. What I am trying to say is, examine your life in the vision of Vedanta. Great sadhana that is. Great sadhana. Mananam it is called. It's manana. Understand that na aparaha. I can do this thing in a scholarly fashion by bringing in all the different schools of philosophy, etc. If I'm writing on it, probably I'll bring those things also. But in your life, it doesn't really matter to you what Sankhya says right now. But this belief system, that if I sit in samadhi, I'm fine. Otherwise, I'm not. That you need to handle. The basic premise That's why I gave you the basic premise of all philosophies. You are a finite guy. You have to become something. There is a God. Huh? I know Bhagavan. I am his dasa. Good. Very good. My bhakti was like that. Why? Brought up in martial tradition. No? We exist to serve. That is a martial tradition. Whether modern or ancient. We exist to serve. That is bhakti to the nation. Bhakti to the Lord. We exist to serve. Dasa. Hanuman's bhakti. Vaishnavites will be very happy. Dasoha. Udar problem hota hai. I am dasaha functionally. Therefore, Lord is there. Then you will have what? Samipyam. Moksha is what? Samipyam. Going close to God. I mean, look at all different religions. Close to God and having dinner with Him. Close to God and dinner. Enni enni parkalam, eedu patti irukkalam. You heard all these bhajans, na? Me sab suna hai. It's enough to turn me off from all these bhajans. You know, you have to be close and said, okay, you come. Who is sitting close to God? Finite entity. Nobody has eyes for you. They have eyes only for the Lord. You feel ignored. The Lord has to look at everyone, na? So how long will He look at you? Oh Lord, a fleeting glance is enough. You have to become, you will become a beggar in front of the Lord. One fleeting glance. Kataksha. Drishti. You know, this glance falls on me, I feel very happy. What have you been reduced to? It is true. Mahalakshmi's fleeting glance falls on you. Daridriyam gone forever. Poor, you have become a rich person. Achha. Then I get money to do things that I want to do. Very good. God. You can try, no problems. Lakshmi, one fleeting glance, no? My life is made. In what? In terms of money. Correct, eh, no? Then I can do anything I want. Go for camps, go for this, go to Kailas Mansarovar, go on pilgrimage, anything I want I can do. Correct. That much is great. Therefore pray. And the Lord is thinking, champion, eh? Okay, de dega. Let me see. With that, all that. Now his life is taken care of. Nothing you need to do in life now. In terms of having to earn and struggle. Abhi dekhta hun. Kitna Vedant padega. Main daasi rahega. Hanuman is my role model. Really? Hanuman is your role model? Yeah. Dasase, 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 daso. Very good. And at the end, they forget. Hanuman role model, take him all the way. Don't sit down and cry. Hey. Did he sit down and say, Rama, give me this, Rama, give me that. Did he say that? You're Dasa Bhava, na? What did he do? You want to find Sita? I'll find her. Wherever is she is hidden, I will find her and come back to you. So he's praying, give me, or was he doing things? Dasa, how you are, na? Let him be, let her be hidden in heaven or hell. I will find out. May Una. Literally, I'll find it. And when he finds Sita, he says, Amma, I will carry you across back to Rama. What's your problem? Put you on my back and carry you back. Why? I exist to serve. Sita says no. Rama's honor also has to be redeemed. He must come. He must not take me away like how Ravana took me. Come and. Because the job had to be done. No? The terrorist headquarters had to be smashed up. More than a surgical strike. Sorry. More than a surgical strike. They have been completely knocked off. That was. So Hanuman said, okay. And this Hanuman at the end of the Ramayana, Rama asks, you know, nothing of this could have been achieved without you. How do you relate yourself to me? That's where the real Hanuman comes up. Deha buddhya tva dasoham. From the standpoint of my functioning body, you are the Lord and Master, I exist to serve. Jiva drishtya, as a point of fact that I am a conscious being, from that, an entity. Tum amshakaha, I am part of you. You are the total, I am part. Vastu drishtya, from the standpoint of reality, tumevaham, you and I are one and the same. Vastu drishtya, tumevaham, iti me nischit mati. This is my clear cut understanding, he says. No room for doubt. Na apara, like that. No room for doubt. Swamiji, I want to make this a part of my life, you know. This reflection and all I will do, you know, examining other thoughts and in the light of Vedanta, all that I will do. Examining my life in the light of all that. That's one thing. But how did it really become part of my life? Warrior thinking, hai, baki, thoda baki hai. But an army marches on its
stomach.
Therefore, after breakfast, we will see that. You need one class. Okay. After that, we will see this.
Huh? 9:45.
Yeah, 9:45 will be here.
What is that?
Huh?
If
you want to meet at 9:45, we will. Okay, if they give us breakfast exactly at 9, we'll meet here at 9:45. If they get a delay a bit, we can meet here at 10.